Yes, I would like Burijan Prabhu to give us something for our dreams. He has this wonderful ability to collect nectarian quotes from his lectures, and you might know Burijan Prabhu is preparing these wonderful books on the Bhagavatam. I think some of you have read his unveiling his lotus feet, where he somehow puts a lens into the Bhagavatam so that we see the jewels which are hidden there, and he always comes up with these wonderful jewels of Srila Prabhupada which are really moving. So let us see. I can see he's
struggling. But he's getting there.
So let us no quote. Then I will.
Okay. Yes.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a book called Sharanagati, and he said that anyone who wants to develop his chanting, he must practice Sharanagati, because this surrender really is the life of devotional life. We all know we have come from so many walks of life, so many things to do, and now the retreat starts, and it's good to be aware that all of us should practice a little surrender to the holy name, just so that we get into this place where we can actually form a new relationship. There's a song which Bhaktivinoda Thakur puts at the end of his work, which I really would like to read for you. It goes like this. Enthusiasm for devotional practice. Conviction. Firm conviction in devotion. The wells of perseverance in striving for bhakti. Engagement in activities favorable to devotion. Rejection of bad association. Proper devotional behavior. O Lord, I have never had these six qualities. How shall I serve your lotus feet and give up the association of Maya? I have remained immersed in offensive behavior, and I've never really associated with sadhus. Yet I wear the dress of a devotee and instruct others. This is a great trick of Maya. O Lord, please, how will I obtain the devotion? Only by your unconditional mercy, O Lord. When will I prayerfully call out to you under the shelter of Sri Guru? So let us pray in this mood. Here's Burijan Prabhu's quote.
It is very short, from Srila Prabhupada, but it points to the great problem in spiritual life and going home to Krishna. But this short quotation from the Bhagavatam also points to the solution. So please make your ears like cups and hear the words of Srila Prabhupada. The Lord is reciprocally respondent to his devotees. when he sees that a devotee is completely sincere in gaining admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord, and has thus become eager to hear about him, the Lord acts from within that devotee, in such a way that the devotee may easily go back to him. The Lord is more anxious to take us back to his kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a few men want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects.
Hare Krishna, and a wonderful first night in Vashana. Hare Krishna.